ABC News on WRCO FM 100.
I'm Sherry Preston. Israel pounding Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, signaling an end to the ceasefire. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more.
The tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas over. Israel launching a wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip, lighting up Gaza just after 2:30 a.m. local time in the largest assault on Hamas targets since the ceasefire took effect nearly 2 months ago.
The Hamas-run Gaza Health Agency says more than 400 people have been killed. This morning, President Trump will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin by phone on the ceasefire that Ukraine has agreed to. Ukrainian President Zelensky says he is convinced Putin is simply paying lip service to President Trump as Russian forces continue pounding his country. Red flag fire warnings up in effect from Texas through Nebraska. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Few details are available, but the Public Affairs Office at Fort McCoy said that a soldier died at the base on Friday. According to a release from the Department of Defense, the soldier was attending a planning conference at Fort McCoy. The soldier was a member of the U.S. Army Reserve. It's the first death at the base since a car crash last fall claimed the life of a 17-year-old boy. A recent report found Wisconsin's roadways ranked 26th in overall road cost effectiveness and condition. According to the annual highway report from the Reason Foundation, the state jumped 7 spots in the rankings, which cover road and bridge safety, pavement quality, and cost effectiveness. Among the individual categories ranked, Wisconsin finished 7th in rural fatalities and 10th in urban and other fatalities. The state's worst category was urban arterial pavement condition, where it ranked 44th in the country. One woman received injuries following a one-vehicle rollover crash Sunday morning. At approximately 9 o'clock, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of the crash on Highway 133, just west of the city in the town of Boscobel. During the investigation, it was determined Colleen Barrett, 52, of Boscobel, was traveling east on Highway 133 when she looked away from the road to answer her cell phone. When Barrett looked away, her vehicle began to veer off the roadway to the right. Barrett attempted to maintain control of the vehicle, but she overcorrected her steering and ended up crossing the center line and entered the ditch on the opposite side of the road. Barrett's vehicle traveled down the embankment and rolled an unknown number of times before coming to rest on its wheels. Colleen Barrett was transported to Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital by Boscobel EMS and then transported to UW Hospital via MedFlight. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
More trouble for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a 5-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost 4 of their last 6 games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring rain tonight through tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, and then rain will change to snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night with an inch or two, maybe up to 3 possible heavier amounts to the north. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look, at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. Had, I know. You know, it's just all over the world. I mean,
you have to remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
And well, I mean, we have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, 617,000 Wisconsin food insecure residents targeted by DOGE. Plus, which voting bloc will be most impacted by the trade war retaliation? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a cool big party, man.
Yeah, brother,
I can dig it.
Stop. Right on.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some love.
Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, my friend?
Man, I'm pretty good, man. Thanks for asking, Earl. How are you today, man?
Hey, listen, man. You know, every time you get to breathe in oxygen, you're doing pretty good, man.
You know what I just realized? It's kind of... So, you know, we breathe in oxygen, right?
Yeah.
What if we're really breathing in consciousness? Just think about it. Just think about it. What if we're really breathing in consciousness instead of oxygen?
Well, so here's what I would say.
Talk to me.
We're going to have consciousness if we open our ears in the next few minutes. You're going to hear some consciousness from my guests. And you know, it's always great to have people on. I think it's so important, man. Talk shows shouldn't be about the host. It should be about the guests.
Right, I agree.
And it should be about the people who can bring knowledge and information to you. And with that backdrop, I want to welcome Mr. Pat Dennis. He is the president of America 21st Century. Good morning to you, sir. Tell us a little bit about America 21st Century.
Hey, Earl. It's great to be here. Yeah, my name's Pat Dennis. I run, it's called American Bridge. We're one of these political organizations. We've been working, you know, we work elections all over the country, but we've been in Wisconsin, folks on the ground, hiring folks from Wisconsin for over a decade at this point. I think 11 years ago, we were fighting on the Act 10 stuff, fighting Scott Walker, this has just been such an incredibly important state. Also a state because of how much controversy you guys have had, how many fights you guys have had, you know, important fights for, like, you know, this isn't just like theoretical stuff. We've been talking about rights for everyday people, you know, the ability to have a good job, to bargain. There's a lot of good political talent in your state, so we're over indexed on folks. You know, we got a bunch of folks who are from Wisconsin, who live in Wisconsin, who are just you know, really, really politically talented and are good at these fights. But here we are. We're back again. We got another big fight.
Let me ask you, man, tell us a little bit about you. You said you were here fighting when Scott Walker, man. How old were you, 12?
No, I was older than that. So I was actually, before the Scott Walker stuff, I was down in Ohio doing stuff down there. And I was probably 26 back then.
Yeah.
So, coming in and Act 10, that was where you really saw And back then it wasn't Elon Musk, it was the Koch brothers, but they were coming in and they were trying to change the laws. They were trying to change the rights people have. They were trying to change the way everything worked. You know, could you get a good paycheck, all that. And you saw people rise up. I think back to those days and just the amount of, you know, the people that were there, the energy that was there. And look, they were dark days. They were dark times. We're kind of back in those dark times, but anyway, I did a lot of work on that Scott Walker stuff. I sort of, you know, worked my way up through different elections, and now I'm here and running an organization.
Well, I guess people would ask the question, you're in D.C.
Yeah.
This is a state superintendent's race. You know, we just had one a year ago.
Yeah.
Why is this one so important? I mean, we're talking, we might see $70 million.
Yeah.
Or more invested in a state Supreme Court seat. Last year, it was $59 million.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
It's weird, right? Like, I worked Senate races where we spent 30, and that seemed like a lot at the time. And now this is just a fact of where we are right now in our politics. And Donald Trump has brought in a kind of politics where it just seems like you can buy the election, right? You can come in, you can spend money, you can just put up a lot of ads, and you know, you can come away with a lot of power. And you know, the founders, a lot of problems with, you know, how the founders came in and structured stuff, but we've always kind of worked it out. But nobody anticipated a world where you have a co-president. The co-president is a billionaire, and you know, he knows he doesn't control these state level races, so he's got to come in, he's got to try to take control, put his own people in charge, and just sort of take out the checks and balances that you know, give people, you know, a check on the sort of executive authority of the federal government. So that's why we're here, right? It's about people's rights. It's about, can people fight for the actual laws they want, the laws they vote for, or are they going to come in with these folks who are just like, you know, going to legislate from the bench? Are they going to say, oh no, this law that you pass that helps people can't have it because, you know, I'm a conservative, and if they didn't write it in the Constitution 200 years ago, or some 1849 law says we can't do it, you know, they'll come up with whatever justification they need to kill laws that actually help people.
So let me ask you, because, you know, here you are in Washington, D.C., and your organization is fighting here for the people in the state of Wisconsin. What are your thoughts when 50% of the American people don't vote because they don't feel that there's any reason to vote? I mean, and at the same time, somebody's investing $70 million. They know the difference. How can we
they know it matters.
Yeah, how can we? Man, we're polar opposites.
Yeah. People fought. People died for the right to vote.
That worked, man. That worked for my generation. When you said that. I don't think it works today.
No, it doesn't. And honestly, you know, you're not supposed to say this when you're in Washington, D.C. I think a lot of it comes down to the political class. So the way politics have been done, people don't feel like, you know, Democrats, Republicans are looking out for them. Unfortunately, that means in a world where actual real life people with real life concerns don't vote, that helps Republicans, right? That is the world where you can come in and you can start taking away rights. You can, you know, take away the right to abortion. You can start giving contracts to your own people, you know, because nobody's paying attention. Oh, it doesn't matter. So part of this is on us, right? We got to show that we can deliver for folks. We got to win some fights. We can't just always be fighting, oh, you know, we're so scared, please don't hurt us, Mr. Trump. You know, we got to show that we can fight. So part of that's on us, but people also, and you know, you hate to see it, people are going to get hurt from what's happening right now. The stuff in the Supreme Court race really matters, but also just the general march of power being centralized in Washington. You know, they're going to suddenly shut down trade. And look, there are dairy farmers in Wisconsin who think shutting down trade is great because they think they'll make a lot of money. But the fact of the matter is, if you can't, you know, if you can sell your milk for more money because we can't trade with anybody, that's great. But if nobody has any money left because they all lost their job because everything costs 25% more, you know, real people are going to be hurting. people aren't going to be able to, you know, feed their families. So this is the direction we're heading. Meanwhile, Elon Musk will buy another couple islands.
If you guys are just joining me, my guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He's with American Bridges, 21st Century. I have to say to you, you said you're not supposed to say what you said. You're in Washington, D.C., but I refer to it as politricks.
Yeah,
and I refer to them as politricksters, because when you tell people one thing and you do another, it is the reason why people don't vote, is because nothing changes for them. Yep. Be they Democrat or Republican, their lives don't get any better. And they struggle in the wealthiest nation on earth. And this dirty game keeps moving down the road.
Yep.
And so lobbyists become more important than the voters on both sides of the equation. So how do you fix that? How do you get people to feel that they've been taught all these things about our country, about our government, about politics, and then nothing changes for them?
Yeah.
It only gets worse.
It only gets worse. And that is the key there, right? So things have, you know, for everyday people, things have not been going great for the past 10 years, the past 20 years. That doesn't mean things can't get a lot worse. And this is what scares me so much. We're looking at it now. You have folks who, if you just want to actually describe what Republicans are trying to do right now in, you know, leaving Wisconsin into national politics, they have two legislative goals. Number one, cut taxes for rich people. They're not hiding that. That is what they're saying. Cut taxes for rich people. And number two, they got to pay for that somehow. So they're taking $800 billion out of healthcare. And that's not just like, oh, you know, some little program. That is the actual healthcare that everyday people are on. You have places, you know, in the Midwest where more than half of the children can see a doctor because of these programs that they're cutting. That is really going to hurt people. So look, I hate to say it, things can get worse. We got to fight against it, but it's just one of these things where they're just going to take an inch, they're going to take an inch, and then all of a sudden your kid can't see a doctor anymore. It's unacceptable. We need politicians who can fight for this stuff, but we also need politicians who can explain it, who can talk about it. But at the same time, we need judges, right? We need fair judges who can, like, rule on the law and not just say, yes, sir, Mr. Billionaire, we're going to do what you want.
So you just stole my thunder.
No, really.
The truth of the matter is people ask the question, why? Why the Supreme Court? Why are we so concerned about this when we watch the whole world falling apart? And yet you're telling me that this is the most important thing to me, for me to be concerned about. Why is the Supreme Court race in the state of Wisconsin so critically important for us to be focused on, and the fact that you guys are here and working and doing the kind of things? We're going to be joined later on by former Attorney General Eric Holder. He's going to be calling, because clearly this is a serious, serious race, because the big guns are coming out. I mean, even Pat Dennis is out. But anyway, 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He's with American Bridge 21st Century. 855-752-4842 on the Earl Ingram Show.
There's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
1849, ban on abortions. Which, by the way, what is squat about that?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is squat about that?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is squat about that?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. My guest is the president of American Bridge 21st Century, Mr. Pat Dennis. So, Pat, you know, one of the reasons that you wanted to, I mean, that we have you on today is there's a guy who is running for the state Supreme Court that people need to know a little bit about.
Yep.
I think you know a little bit about him. Let's have at it, man. Let's talk a little bit about who Brad Schimmel is.
Yeah, let's talk about it. First, I got to get in my little plug. Early voting starts today. And if you want to make your life easy, vote early. That's what I always say. But look, this is so important. You know, the person who's coming into this role is going to make life and death decisions, and they're either going to be making them to help people or they're going to be making them for other reasons, right? And Brad Schimmel, like, you've seen the kind of decisions he made. Dude was attorney general. When there's a rape in Wisconsin, right, they take a rape kit. Everybody knows this. It has potential DNA evidence, whatever. He came in. There are thousands of these things that haven't been tested from rape victims. Just the evidence is there. They don't even test it to go see, you know, if they can catch the guy. So Brad Schimmel comes in. How many? They had 6,000 untested rape kits. They tested 9 of them. And look, he's out there. He's running lawsuits. He's trying to go after Planned Parenthood. He's spending $1 million on, on attacking Planned Parenthood, going to Washington, D.C. to talk in front of the Supreme Court. And that's just like a basic kind of decision he's making, where there are like actual people out there, victims of crimes, who he could be helping, but instead he's up there trying to get on Fox News, trying to become kind of a conservative talker, just so he could build his profile to run to get into positions of power like this, to get these billionaires to come in and want to spend money for him. But there were thousands of people whose evidence was never tested. And what did he do? Did he go and test it to try to get it fixed? No, he just kept lying about it. So look, the guy cut down plea deals for child molesters. There was a child sexual assault victim who he he attacked as having like bad judgment, right? It's just the kind of guy where you know where his priorities are, and they're just with himself, with his buddies, with, you know, Washington DC. And I can say that because I'm from Washington DC, and you can see those people. And it's just disgusting. It's just, what kind of person do you have there making these decisions, right? It's the job of judge. You know, what is your judgment like?
You know, man, he really is not exactly a very bright man, because I'm just saying, I've seen him, I've listened to him for a long, long time, long before Scott Walker gave him the job that he had, long before, you know, he was a state attorney general. He's not a very bright guy. And so I saw him last week I heard him last week before he appeared in the debate. He was on the conservative talk show the morning of the debate.
Yep.
And, man, all he did was suck up. I'm Trump, and the Republicans, and I'm a Republican, and you vote for me, I'm going to, you know. But then that evening when he went before the television cameras, well, this is not partisan. It shouldn't be partisan. I'm like, hey, man, you know what I mean? They got you on tape, man, sucking up to conservatives and Republicans, and then you turn around on television, and you can't change who you are, man. Some of us are aware of that, and that's not what we're looking for in a Supreme Court justice, is it?
No, and it's like they think people are stupid, right? They go to their own folks, they say one thing, you know, we're going to come in, we're going to buy this election, we're going to fight for, you know, conservative rights of all these folks. And then they turn around and talk to voters and they say another thing. It's the, you know, it's the politician thing. And it's, you talk about him not being very smart. This is the kind of system they've created there in the Republican Party, where it has nothing to do with, can you do a good job? We know the guy can't do a good job. It's everything to do with loyalty. Can you show loyalty? Can you kiss the right butts? Can you kiss the right rings? And if you can do that, it doesn't matter, right? You'll just keep getting new jobs. It has nothing to do with how good you are.
You know, the fear that I have, though, Pat, is when they kind of did some, you know, seeing where they run and find out about who's voting which way. I forgot what you call those things. They kind of showed.
The poll?
Huh?
The poll?
Yeah, polls.
Yeah.
That, you know, it was either dead heat or he was leading a little bit. And my fear is the people who in this state who voted for Donald Trump, they haven't learned their lesson. Because the apple don't fall too far from the tree, right? And so if you haven't learned anything through Donald Trump and what Donald Trump is doing, I'm fearful that you're going to vote for this yahoo. Why? Not because of his beliefs or any of those things, but you're going to vote for him because, you know, and you can't even say he's a conservative because these people aren't even conservatives, man. He's a MAGA.
Yeah, that's right. You know, conservatives, you know, I disagree with a lot of them, but they had principles, right? The MAGA people, it's just about power. But the last poll I saw, you know, it was 47-47, tight race with 6% undecided. And a lot of the question is, who are these 6%? And by and large, it's not, you know, it's not folks like you. It's folks who, they just don't have a ton of time to pay attention to politics. You know, they probably got 3 kids. They're trying to get them to school. They got 2 jobs. They're trying to get by. And these are the people who are going to get hurt the most, right? They're coming after these folks' health care. You saw, you know, these folks' parents are on Social Security. They need that Social Security check to get by. And they put, you know, they put out a memo in the Social Security Administration that just leaked yesterday, where they're looking to cut the phone lines to Social Security. So you got to supply online, no matter you're 80 years old, never used a computer before. And that's the way they're looking to save money, right? It's all about saving money for these tax cuts.
Hey Pat, can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to hang on a second, right? All right.
Yep.
All right. My guest is Pat Dennis, American Bridge, 21st Century, 855-752. Hey, man, I'm really impressed with you and your organization, and we got to do this again. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 4.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.86 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.9 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 45.1 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.57 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.19 a gallon, a difference of 62 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has fallen 1.3 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.02 a gallon today. The national average is down 10.6 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 42.4 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, as concerns over tariffs and policy uncertainties grow, gas prices have continued to decline across much of the country, raising the possibility that the national average could slip below $3 per gallon and approach some of the lowest prices seen in years. He added, however, this decline shouldn't necessarily be celebrated, as it comes with strong warning signs. When the economy slows, gasoline demand drops, along with demand for other refined products like diesel and jet fuel. We've already seen some signals that the months ahead could be challenging. All of this suggests that gas prices are likely to remain low for now. However, if economic conditions improve, gas prices could eventually follow suit and start rising again. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a winter storm system that has the potential to bring rain tonight through tomorrow, maybe a thunderstorm or two tomorrow, and then rain will change to snow late tomorrow into tomorrow night with an inch or two, maybe up to three possible heavier amounts to the north. Today, though, partly to mostly cloudy, high of 58. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 31.
The Todd Alba Show.
Many of the supporters of Trump voted on good faith and said, look, he says some crazy things, but you know what? He at least is telling me he's going to help my family and bring down the price on my heating bill. And that ain't what they're getting. What they're getting back is a political middle finger. And we're staring a recession straight in the face. And Donald Trump does not care. Because at the end of the day, this was one big grift.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Musk is so arrogant that he is even intervening right here in the state of Wisconsin.
Republican Rep. Brian Stile said in a statement that Sanders was on a fear-mongering tour. Maybe you should be afraid when billionaires can buy the presidency, when billionaires can buy elections. I think that's a little scary.
And I think so.
We the people should do something about it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by Mini Timaraju, the CEO of Reproductive Freedom for All. We talk about the importance of the Supreme Court race that's heating up. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He is the president of American Bridges 21st Century. You know, American Bridges 21st Century. Let me ask you, Pat. You talked about Brad Schimmel. And who he is, and you look at these horrible commercials, man, and the amount of money that they spend. Why is it so important for the Republicans? Well, I shouldn't ask a dumb question, because they just control our state Supreme Court for the last decade or more, and we've just seen in just a 1 year that there's been some backtracking and some balance brought back to the state when the Democrats were able to just in 1 year, you know, gain a little ground. So is it that not just here but across the nation, Republicans know the importance of controlling states? And we saw this, I think, prior to, you know, when Donald Trump wound up winning, they had controlled 32 state seats. Did the Democrats not know that?
Well, that's been a problem for a long time, right? Republicans, they are all about power. They know where the power is, and they zero in on that. And too much in the past, people wouldn't fight back. They let them do it. They'd say, oh, you know, I like national politics. I'm not a state politics guy. And that is just unacceptable, because they come into these places, and what are the things they do? They go after paychecks, right? That was the thing when they came in and took over Wisconsin. They went after working day people's paychecks, because they said, this is too expensive. We got all of these business owners who are paying too much in taxes. Meanwhile, you know, we got somebody out there working a public sector job collecting garbage, and they get too much health care. That's where the priorities are. And they know, you know, they know they can come in and people maybe they won't pay attention. They say, what is the state Supreme Court? What is the state Senate office? You know, and they come in and they get these levers of power. That's why there's so much money coming into this race, is because people are starting to stand up and say, no way. Like, this is, we've seen, you know, a decade of people getting hurt for this, and you just can't stand for it anymore.
You know, man, it really was heartbreaking over, you know, the last 10 years or so. Hang on, man. We got the Attorney General, Eric Holder, on the line. Hey, good morning to you, Attorney General Eric Holder. How you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing just fine, Earl. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. It's good to hear your voice again. It's been many years, but, you know, you're still in the battle, and that's good to know that you're still fighting the fight.
Yeah, Wisconsin is a place that means a lot to me. It's a place where we've had a lot of success in breaking up the gerrymanders that for too long really kind of skewed the government in this state towards the special interests and away from the people. And now I'm here to talk about an extremely important Supreme Court race involving a candidate I think who's unbelievably qualified, Susan Crawford, against a guy who is Elon Musk's puppet, this guy Brad Schimmel. And so I think the choice is clear, but everybody's got to get out there and vote for Susan Crawford and say no to Elon Musk.
You know, I think the Isley brothers said it best, Attorney General Holder. It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Exactly right. I mean, the reality is that we control our own fate. And if you look at Susan Crawford, she was a tough prosecutor. She's been a tough but fair judge. As opposed to this guy Schimmel, who left thousands of rape kits untested, wasted millions of dollars to impose restrictions on abortion. He supports this 1849 abortion law that has no exceptions. He sued to overturn Obamacare. He is a person who has defended the state's egregious, really egregious gerrymanders that I've had a hand in trying to, you know, overturn. And then these are his words now. He says he wants to turn the Wisconsin Supreme Court into a support network for Donald Trump. And Elon Musk, I guess just last week, gave him $10 million. So that tells you who this guy is. And compared to Susan Crawford, an unbelievably qualified and fair judge, this choice is clear. People need to start voting. Early voting starts today. The election's April the 1st. The choice could not be more clear.
You know, I mean, there are elections going on all over the country. But this one is getting the most attention. And, you know, as a Wisconsinite, I'm still trying to figure out why this one is getting more attention than any other.
Well, I tell you, because I think the Musk and Trump see that Wisconsin is an important state. It's a swing state. And they want to put somebody on the Supreme Court who will tilt things towards them in a whole variety of ways, not the least of which comes to with regard to your electoral system. As I said, we've been successful in breaking up the gerrymander. They want to put it back in place. And that has an impact not only on the state, but on the federal election as well. And that's why this matters to them so much. They're trying to go everywhere. I mean, they're doing all kinds of things with the federal government, but they're getting involved in state government elections as well. Wisconsin is the first big election in 2025. That's why Donald Trump Jr. was here, campaigning for this guy Schimmel. And again, if you kind of narrow your eyes and look at this guy Schimmel, you know who you're going to see? You're going to see
Donald Trump.
Musk. And Donald Trump. That's who you're going
to
see.
You know, Attorney General Holder, what do you say to people who are listening right now who say, I'm tired, I'm frustrated, I haven't recovered from the presidential election, and things aren't going according to plan, and now you want me to get out and vote. I don't feel up to it. I'm still brokenhearted. What do you say to those people?
Yeah, I understand that feeling. I understand that feeling of disappointment. But I tell people, listen to Fannie Lou Hamer, you know, that famous civil rights activist
from
Mississippi, who said, I'm in no ways tired. Here's the reality. You know, democracy is a participatory game. There are no off years when it comes to the defense of democracy. And so I know you're tired. I know you might be disappointed. But the way to get yourself undisappointed, if there is such a word, the way in which you get yourself activated again is to participate. And all that I'm asking you to do is to register, make sure you're registered, get out there, do early voting, vote on or before April the 1st, and you're going to feel better about yourself. You know, this is a fight. This is a fight. And if we don't fight, if we don't participate, the other side is going to win. So we don't have the luxury of feeling tired. We don't have the luxury of feeling exhausted. We don't have the luxury of feeling down. I understand it. I mean, I understand the feelings that people have, and they're legitimate things. But I would ask people to get beyond those feelings and to get back out there and to vote. It's the very thing that people before us sacrificed, committed themselves, gave their lives so that we would have the ability to vote. And that's how we honor the ancestors, by voting.
You know, you're here, you're up this morning, you're talking about a person who Ms. Crawford, Judge Crawford, who I had on, who I interviewed, who I saw debate Brad Schimmel in Clean as Clock, and a very strong woman, very forceful woman, and, you know, upright. And isn't that what we're looking for?
That's exactly what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who will be impartial, who will decide cases on the basis of the facts and the law, not like somebody like Schimmel, who is going to decide cases on the basis of the special interest, who's going to bring his ideology to deciding how cases are decided. And here's the deal. Elon Musk brought a lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin like 5-10 days before he deposited $10 million into Schimmel's account. Now, you think that money is going to Schimmel's campaign without any expectation that there's going to be a return on that investment? No, that's who Schimmel is. Susan Crawford, by contrast, is not beholden to anybody. I'm not sure how she's going to vote on any particular case, but I know she's fair. I know she's going to follow the law, and I know that as a result of that, we'll get good decisions out of her. I have no confidence in Schimmel, no confidence whatsoever.
Well, you know, last request. What do you say to the listeners who on the fence and who say, well, Democrats haven't done the things for us that we wanted? I'm disappointed. And so, you know, what one shouldn't have anything to do with the other, but I hear my callers and some who say Democrats, I'm done with Democrats. How do you fix that by saying I'm voting for Brad Schimmel?
Well, I tell you, if you look at what Democrats have done both nationally and here in the state of Wisconsin, progress has been made. Maybe not as much progress as we have wanted, but if you look at Schimmel and you look at the Republicans, they're against equal opportunity. They are for racial and partisan gerrymandering. They don't want to make the state better for everybody. They want to make the state work for the special interests. And yeah, you know, if the party, the Democratic Party, has not been all that you have wanted it to be, well, then elect people who will work for the people. And the Democratic Party, I think, has done just a much better job than the Republican Party. You know, it doesn't mean Democrats have been 100% effective, but in this case, the choice, this is not a close choice. I mean, this really is not. I've been coming here and, you know, working for candidates, Supreme Court candidates, state legislative candidates, governors, gubernatorial candidates, but this one's not close. Susan Crawford is so much better than Brad Schimmel that if you want to have the shot at having a better government, making sure the Democrats are doing the things that you want them to do, you can't put a guy like Schimmel in place who will make sure that the special interests are the ones that are protected and not the people. So vote for Susan Crawford. Do it today and do it no later than April the 1st.
Well, we thank you very much from the depths of our heart, taking the time out today and reminding people just how critically important this race is and the difference between the two. All right.
Okay, it's great to talk to you, man. Take care.
All right. Always good talking to you. Thank you very much. That's former Attorney General Eric Holder. You know, my guest, Pat Dennis, who is the president of American Bridge 21st Century, he kind of echoed some of the sentiments you were saying.
Yeah, I'm honored. Attorney General Holder is a hero of mine. I want to shout out some of the work he's been doing. You know, Republicans love to pick their voters, and they love to take voters who would vote against them, stick them in a district where their vote can never really count because they're outnumbered by other folks, create these crazy-shaped districts where you end up in a situation where, you know, it's just a Republican's going to win no matter what. And that kind of creates this situation where you know, people feel like their vote doesn't matter. Eric Holder has been right out there every single day fighting to stop that from happening, to make sure we have fair districts, fair maps. And I just want to say it's important, and it's also an important part of this race, right? It's making sure that Republicans can't pick their own voters.
You know, man, he never left the scene, right? Yeah. I mean, he kind of ramped it up, and, you know, he's certainly dirtied his hands, if you will. He's a guy who could be above the fray, but he's certainly come down. Yes, he's in the fight, and so that's a good thing, man. Because, you know, a lot of people once they on that level have moved away. But you say this, man. What do you say as people listening right now? And again, I'll ask you the same thing.
Yeah.
Disappointed in the Democrats.
Yeah.
And you watch the Democrats as they are kind of battling it out. I will say this, man, long overdue. We've got a big tent, policies that they've had. You know, it's time, man. It's time that it gets dirty and inside of the House, and then somebody comes out victorious and is no longer where we got a big tent, you know, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, look, I get it. If you're frustrated with the Democratic Party, how do you deal with that? You go in there and you support your people for office. You run for office yourself. You get out there and vote. Make sure, you know, you answer the polls. People know you vote, and the Democratic Party can change. It needs to change. You know, we're fighting with each other right now, but it's a useful fight because it's going to come down. So are we going to help people? What are we going to do to help people? How are we going to do it? How are we going to put up a real fight? And look, you got to be out there. You can't just get out of the ring. Otherwise, the wrong folks will be in charge.
We got one more segment. Hang on. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Folks, we've got to talk about Derek Van Orden. The second-term congressman representing Wisconsin's 3rd District is at it again, dodging public meetings and making all kinds of unhinged comments. As many scramble and struggle to understand the chaos of what's happening in Washington, D.C. and how it's impacting people here in Wisconsin, Van Orden has been as frustrating and disrespectful as ever. In one instance, Van Orden took to social media to berate a veteran who had been fired from his job at the VA by Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. And the veteran in question is simply someone who was just reaching out to his congressman, looking for answers. Van Orden's office has also hastily canceled public meetings, and he has made some especially wild accusations about people who have been attending these public events. Congressman Van Orden needs to stop this unhinged madness, and more importantly, be more available and accountable to his constituents.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Pat Dennis. He is American President of America's Bridge, 21st Century. Last couple minutes, sir. So what do you want to say to people who are listening who, I mean, you guys are out, you're knocking on doors. Why is that so important? Why is the interaction between what you do and the voters so important? And why is that more important than commercials where all the money's being spent? You can't compete with all the money, right?
Yeah, they got a lot of money. And that's not to say commercials don't matter. They do matter. People got to hear it, and people got to hear the message wherever they are, right? The thing is, the real folks who are going to decide this election, you know, there are people, you know, including most of the people listening to your show, who are well-informed. They know what's going on. They hear from people. They hear from Eric Holder. But the 6% who are undecided, that might be your cousin. That might be your uncle. That's somebody who, you know, is working hard, doesn't have time to pay attention to this, maybe just don't like to pay attention to it. And those are the folks where it's the difference between, you know, are kids going to be able to get health care? Are we going to, you know, have fair maps so our vote matters? Are we going to just be able to, you know, maintain the constitutional right to abortion in this state? That's the kind of people who are going to be most impacted by how this election goes. And it's not, you know, I'm not mad at them. These people are working hard. They're like living, you know, in a lot of cases of life with a lot of stress, but we got to be out there communicating. And, you know, that means knocking on their door. It means talking to them. It means getting on the radio, wherever we can, just say how important this is, how important the stakes are. Early voting starts today, you know, bring two or three people. It's a way you can have a lot of power.
Well, you know, Tony says commercials aren't conversations. Conversations persuade.
That's true.
You know.
That's That's definitely true. And, you know, like you were talking about, people are kind of mad, right? And people are disappointed with the Democratic Party. I don't think anybody expects that Democrats are going to, you know, fully become everything anybody ever dreamed of overnight. But they want to see people out there talking to them. Know just where your values are, where your fight is. I was in Milwaukee. I flew out during the RNC, right? The Republicans right. were in town. And I came in because I wanted to mix it up with them a little bit. And I something you do when I fly into a town and they're hosting you as a guest, right? You go to the local restaurant, you leave a big tip, you take care of people who are taking care of you. Around that convention center, those restaurants were empty. People left the convention center, got in their Ubers, went right back to the hotel in the suburbs. Didn't, you know, me and my crew were the only folks out there talking to waitresses. I think this is the kind of thing. Are you looking out for people? Are you looking out for everyday working people? Are you looking out for these billionaires? And for the Republican side, it's the billionaires. There's no question.
Man, as this thing, inches closer to the end as it relates to, the Supreme Court race, there's going to be another one and another one because the way they're staggered. This is going to be repeating itself. So do you foresee that each time even more money gets poured into this? Be over $70 million.
I'm kind of hoping that these billionaires will spend a lot of money, not get the return, start to think that, hey, maybe we can't just buy people's votes. And then maybe they'll stop and we can go back to races that are defined by people, who live in Wisconsin, who are from Wisconsin, who are focused on Wisconsin issues instead of these, the row of billionaires that was lined up behind Trump at the inauguration. I think ultimately that'd be better for democracy. But if we got to fight, we got to fight and we'll be in there fighting.
You know, the people outnumber the billionaires, right?
It's true.
I mean, there's no question that the people outnumber the billionaires. And that if you can get the people to understand their collective power,
yep,
which is really what it's about and what you are doing and what American Bridge 21st Century is about, is getting the people to understand they still possess the power to make the decisions and control what happens in this country, regardless of how much money is spent. Is it safe to say that?
Absolutely. And, you got to fight. You got to stand up there and fight. You got to talk to people. You got to make the argument. You got to show, you can't just tell people your values. You got to show people your values. But this is what it's all about.
Hey, Pat, thank you very much, man.
Thank
really,
you so much
really
me.
Appreciate it. It's a pleasure to get to know you. We got to do it again. Very much
Absolutely.
Impressed with you and your organization.
Well, thank you. And thanks for everything you do. This program is incredibly important.
Hey, man, keep up the good work.
Bye.
All right, 855-752-4842. That's Mr. Pat Dennis. He's the president of American Bridges 21st Century. And they are doing the work here across the state of Wisconsin, especially here in Milwaukee and other places, to make sure that people get out and vote. Again, he's in Washington, D.C., and he knows just how important that is. I'm looking at Brandon. Trump just emptied the Kennedy Center to take pictures so he could put cheering behind it. It's just unbelievable the things that are going on right now. And so we're going to be joined by Mike from Kenosha, one of, the many listeners to our show. I've invited him in today to spend some time with us, and that can happen to you as well. That's kind of the things that we do here on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Up next, Mike from Kenosha on the Earl Ingram Show.
News from the Center, WRCE. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, turns out Republicans aren't the only ones who don't want to hear from their constituents. Run away. Join us.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump talking with his Moscow counterpart today.
President Trump is expected to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this morning as the U.S. pushes for a ceasefire in Russia's war in Ukraine. The president Monday called this a very important call and said this is now a very critical stage in negotiations. President Trump said he and Putin would discuss land concessions, power plants, and dividing up assets. He has repeatedly said he believes Ukrainian President Zelensky does not have the cards in the negotiations to end the war. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Fighting in Gaza overnight. Israel hitting the territory with new airstrikes as the ceasefire appears to have broken apart, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says. More than 400 Palestinians were killed. President Trump says files related to the 1963 assassination of President John F. Kennedy will be released today without any redactions. That's 80,000 files. This is ABC News.